Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas to improving government effectiveness. My guest today is Inez Merkel, author of the IBM Center Report, Using Wikis in Government, a Guide for Public Managers. In our last segment, Professor Merkel, you outlined a couple of examples of wiki use in government that specifically enabled agencies to allow its employees to share information internally. I'd like to explore examples of wikis designed primarily for information sharing across agencies. These wikis help government agencies provide information to each other when their systems aren't connected. The first one I'd like to explore is IntelliPedia. Would you tell us more about the goals of IntelliPedia? How has it evolved since its inception? And what are some of the key outcomes to date?
Yeah, so IntelliPedia was really the first wiki project that we all have heard about. So there might be other wiki projects that were going on, but it really got most of the attention in the public sector. It started in 2005 really as an internal pilot project, and then it evolved around, again, a whole suite of Web 2.0 applications. It's opened up to 16 or 18 different intelligence agencies of all kinds of departments in government. So that's why we can call it an inter-organizational wiki, because it's not just hosted by one department. And it allows intelligence analysts to collaboratively work and combine knowledge that they have about a specific country, a specific project, informants, and no longer, or hopefully that's the hope, no longer just write an intelligence report from the perspective of just one analyst. So the crowdsourcing element here is that you are trying to combine intelligence information that is available and scattered across all these different agencies that might be collecting similar information on the same topic, and then make a better decision at the end, because you have more insights, you might also have conflicting opinions, and you can have those exchanges without always just having that neutral point of view of just one person. So the crowd element here is really important, and they are also trying very hard to make this not an anonymous contribution, like Wikipedia, for example. So how do we know that we can trust the information that is up there? Instead, everything is attributable to one specific intelligence officer. People are leaving what they call breadcrumbs. So there's always, if you are not on the same security clearance, for example, there's always a link to the contact person who has uploaded the content, who has written about it. So you can call people up, you can walk over to the offices, and then get more insights and information.
What I really appreciated about your report is the variety of case studies presented. You have examples from U.S. federal agencies, local governments, and you also have international examples as well. I'd like to discuss one of those examples, and it comes from the Government of Canada. Would you tell us about the goals of GCpedia? How has it evolved since its inception, and what are some of the key outcomes to date?
Yes, GCpedia, which is a Government of Canada wiki, is really based on the idea of IntelliPedia. What the government wanted to do in Canada was to basically give all public service employees one platform where they can share knowledge. So what they have done, without restricting it just to the intelligence community, for example, everyone with a .gov email address can ask for a login and get access, and then people can decide if they want to use the wiki as a collaboration space just for their team, for a whole department, or make the knowledge widely available to everyone in government. So it's a very large, potentially very large project that they have on their hands, and they have just started, so we see the first use of it. They are hoping to also make necessary changes to the culture and opening it up so that every employee in the whole Canadian government can use the wiki.
Professor Merkel, I'd like to transition now to wiki use in government that specifically try to engage citizens. These are government agencies have created these wikis to engage citizens in the idea generation and policy definition process. For instance, citizens are invited, often for a bounded time, to submit their own ideas, comments on submissions, and help formulate final policy documents. First up would be Better Buy with GSA. What are the goals of this wiki, and how has it evolved since its inception, and what are some of the key outcomes to date?
Yes, so the Better Buy wiki that was created by Mary Davy at her time when she was at GSA last year is what I would call our first government 2.0 success. Because the way that the Better Buy wiki came into life really was, it started as a conversation on govloop.com, what's Steve Wessler's Facebook for Government. And Mary was thinking about how can we better redesign the acquisition process at GSA. So how can we include information from contractors, from contracting officers, from the public, from those departments who want to use the service or the tool or the software that we are acquiring for them. So in a very early stage of the acquisition process, how can we create a place where everyone can chime in and then we can come up with a better information piece for potential contractors who want to bid on this. So she started to have this conversation, and there's a really nice discussion group on GovLoop that you can follow. And she invited journalists, contractors, just generally government employees who have something to add. And they discussed this, how can we set this up and what kind of tools should we use for that? And then the result was that they wanted to set up a wiki. So she tried it with an initial project, and they had, I think, one or two acquisitions in the RFP process out there, and, you know, really created a business case why we can create or crowdsource better information to make a decision afterwards. Obviously, she thought about a lot about things on how that she wanted to avoid that industry or vendors and contractors might be gaming the system by providing only information that would then directly point them to their bid. So all of this is not just public, but people have to log in. They have to provide their credentials. And before they are posting or before Mary's team would release the information, they would vet it. They would look into it. Does it point too much to just one specific product, or is this very neutral information that really helps us to provide a better project outline?
Professor Merkel, the EPA Watershed Wiki is part of a larger project within EPA. Could you tell us more about this wiki? What has happened since it's been implemented, and what are some of the key highlights of its accomplishments?
Yeah, so the Watershed Wiki at EPA is an interesting example. We can call it a public wiki because what the EPA did was that they invited experts to provide technical guidance from their counties, localities, but on their specific expert area. And they really didn't have a place to collaborate with government. And even though we think government is always the last authority to have all the information, it's really not true. Government always, on a constant basis, has to reach out to experts. And so they started to create what's called the Watershed Central Wiki. You request a login. You just say who you are, what your interests are in this area, and then you can get access. You can look up different discussion groups. You can look up specific topics, and you can provide data about tools that you are using, applications. You can share them with other experts. You can vet them there, and people can really collaborate on the wiki. So it's a public forum of experts, so it might not be interesting for you and I because we are not experts on watershed. But for the community itself, it was a really important way to start collaborating and providing a platform. And the wiki was the right tool for them to do this.
Professor Merkel, the next case study outlined in your recent report for the IBM Center, Using Wikis in Government, a Guide for Public Managers, comes from the city of Melbourne, Australia. Would you tell us more about the future of Melbourne Wiki? How has it evolved since its inception, and what are some of the key outcomes to date?
Yes, so in Australia, the idea was to create a white space that includes all employees in the first place to understand what the new strategic plan was supposed to be for the city. And then they reached out also to include the public, and they set up the wiki to include everyone who is a stakeholder in ongoing city planning projects. And for the future of Melbourne Wiki, the goal was to really come up with a plan on how the city should look like in 20 years. And the planning process itself is for many citizens a black box. Sometimes you don't even know about deadlines, when you can comment on plans. So what they did was they set up the wiki as a collaborative space, invited everyone in the community to become engaged, to submit their ideas. They had an editorial team that constantly looked through the comments and the ideas that citizens were submitting. They merged ideas. You know, obviously we don't all have unique ideas, so people were merging them from the editorial side. And then after a while, they closed the wiki and said, you know, we have these 4 weeks. That's the time when you can comment. And then they, the editorial team went and did their work. They looked through all the ideas that were submitted and made the suggestions to the city council, and then started to work in working groups and reached out more to the public to identify step-by-step goals for the strategic plan then.
We've seen the rise of wiki use in planning initiatives. I want to talk about one particular. The city of San Jose, California launched Wiki Planning. What are some of the specific goals of this wiki? And again, how has it evolved since its inception? And what are some of the significant outcomes to date?
Yes, the Wiki Planning Project in San Jose is interesting because it's on the local government level. And what they tried to do was to include a lot of citizens into their urban planning initiatives. They call the Wiki Planning Project a virtual charrette for city planning. So what they wanted to do is to create collaborative sessions where they not only included designers in the planning process, but also all stakeholders. So the local businesses around the marketplace that they wanted to redesign, but also nonprofit groups, citizen groups, individual citizens who have an interest in how the new marketplace should look like in the future. Instead of just having a display or a website up, they actively reached out to all these groups and invited them to participate in the design process, to respond to ongoing designs, vote on them. And then, they closed it after a while when they had enough feedback and when they felt they had done their due diligence to include everyone. And then the real work behind the scenes started, what we usually know as the black box. But it was a very open process, and they, step by step, every step of the project, they reported the results back to the public. The public was able to vote on them, and it was a very inclusive project for them.
Your final case study is also a local government initiative. It's the Manor Lab, City of Manor, Texas. Would you tell us more about this initiative, its use of wikis since it first was implemented, and some of the key outcomes to date?
Yeah, so I included Manor in Texas, which is a very small town of just 3,600 people, because Dustin Haesler, then at the time he was the CTO, I believe, and the city manager, has done a marvelous job with a very small budget to use all kinds of Web 2.0 tools in the city. So they have a WordPress website for the city. They're using wikis. They're using C-Click-Fix for citizens to report their problems and the issues that they have in the city. And they have what's called Manor Labs, where they're collaborating with all kinds of universities around the world, in Italy and Stanford, and we are also now working with them on an open innovation project. So what they do with the wiki is that they are trying to invite citizen feedback on an ongoing basis. So it's not just for one specific project, but it's really an ideation process. So every time you come across something in the city where you think, okay, I see this every morning, it doesn't make sense to me, why don't we do it this way? Why don't we pick up the trash on this route? Or what's going on with this construction process? I need more information about this. So citizens on a continuous basis are submitting their ideas. They can take screenshots or pictures with their cell phone and submit it. Other citizens can vote on these ideas and say, yes, I'm with you. I saw that as well. We need to do something about it. And then they invite people to not only submit the ideas, so not just the complaining process, but also to provide a solution. And the incentives for people to participate is they can earn InnoBucks, so a virtual currency basically, and then you can earn a ride with a police chief for a day, things like that. So they're really trying to incentivize participation, and with that crowdsourcing element, it helps the city with a very low budget. I think Dustin told me they are paying $200 for wiki spaces as an initial investment. But basically, it's for free for the city, and they are getting, on a continuous basis, feedback and new ideas, and then they can innovate based on that.
What are some of the key challenges facing public managers pursuing the use of wikis to meet mission? And what does the future hold for the use of wikis in government? We'll explore these questions and so much more when our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.